We need to keep the Matthew 18 principle. You go to the person one-on-one. Hey, there's an offense caused. Let's get this right. If they're on board, like, hey, you know what? That is wrong. I'll change it. That's great. What's happening in the Corinth church is they're not even at that level. They're celebrating this man. All right, good job, dude. They're puffed up in it. That's why Paul says what he says. I don't have to be there to know. Y'all are tripping. It's like really hard. Like, you guys are not even close to being able to apply what Jesus is teaching in Matthew. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we're answering a listener-submitted question. You can send your questions to us. Email us questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Make sure that you like, comment, and share this video. If you have not hit the subscribe button, do so right now, and make sure you set the notification bell to all so that anytime we do anything on this YouTube channel, you get notified. It is 2025. I have been telling you for quite a bit now that there's a big announcement coming. It'll be here next week. So you're going to want to make sure to hit that notification bell right now. Do it now. Go ahead. Let's get into today's video. All right. Our brother's name is Jason. He writes in saying, good morning, Brother Jesse. First of all, I would like to say that my wife and I are grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone believers. Amen. We have a question concerning 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11, where Brother Paul talks about keeping company and not eating with a saved individual in the church. Here's what that says. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 11 says this, but now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner, with such an one know not to eat. He goes on, we currently do not have a faith-believing church to attend in our area. By the way, if that's you, make sure you check out our video where we give you 5 suggestions what to do if you're looking for a free Grace Church in your area, or if you can't find one. You can check that video out. We posted it last year. We have searched for several years, and we found you, Dr. Arnold, and Dr. Kakuza. We are thrilled to be able to have true biblical teachings without works for salvation. Our question is, does this matter in Corinthians only apply to gathering in a church building because we are the church as the body of Christ? We have multiple family members, born-again believers who understand the gospel of grace. They are living lifestyles of attributes listed in the book of Corinthians. Is it wrong for us to not gather with them as well as keeping company and eating? If you are able to contact us, we have provided, well, we'll skip that. But they conclude by saying, we know you're very busy and we appreciate you taking time to better explain this situation as sin is spreading throughout our family very quickly. Thank you again. May the Lord Jesus Christ continue to bless your ministry. Well, that's an excellent question. And I do lean on the side this is in a church setting. I know a lot of you that watch are not in church, and I don't know what that reason is. I'm going to assume that it's because there's not a clear church near you, and I get that. Again, go watch that video where we talk about what to do with that. But specifically in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul is addressing a direct situation that was happening. Let's go to verse 1 in that chapter. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Boy, if there's a verse in the Bible that just absolutely gets it right there, I mean, that's it. He says the kind of fornication that's going on with y'all is not even praised and commonly reported with the Gentiles. Why is this significant? Corinth is the trade capital of the region. There's a bunch of Aphrodite temple worship. There's temple prostitutes going on. There's blood libels going on. There's feasts that are all around, sexual orgies and stuff like that. And the stuff that was happening in the church, the called out assembly of the body of Christ, was so heinous that it was something the Gentiles would go, oof. Verse 2, you are puffed up. What does it mean to be puffed up? Oh, they bumped their toe on the table and it got swollen? No. Puffed up means they're like, look at us. Look at us. Look at us. All this stuff going on here. and have not rather mourned that he hath that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. So I think this is the primary setting. When you ask your question is, does this matter in Corinth, in Corinthians only apply to gathering in a church building because we are the church in the body of Christ? So I'm going to say this is a specific instruction that Paul gives to the people in Corinth, that if there are people among you who are publicly out there sinning and they are a bad testimony to the church, if they do not receive the correction of the church, this is the key. If they do not receive the correction of the church, then they should not be a part of the fellowship in the church. I think this is where church discipline is taught in Scripture. But let's continue. For I verily, as absent in the body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. This is how serious this sin was to the life of that church. That Paul said, even though I'm not there, the details that I have are enough for me to pass judgment that this man needs to be removed from the congregation so that his flesh can be destroyed, which would imply that he should, if he's not willing to turn away from this sin, then he's going to be destroyed and his spirit will be delivered from that misuse of his body. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. This is talking about our position in Christ. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. This is all an illustration. He's saying, as we keep the fellowship together, those who are the ones that we know are sinning, they need to first off be confronted, not as a whole group, not as a mob like pitchforks and stuff, but there needs to be love to come towards that individual and confront them about the sin that's going on in their life if it's known. We need to keep the Matthew 18 principle. You go to the person one-on-one, hey, there's an offense caused. Let's get this right. If they're on board, like, hey, you know what? That is wrong. I'll change it. That's great. What's happening in the Corinth church is they're not even at that level. They're celebrating this man. All right, good job, dude. They're puffed up in it. That's why Paul says what he says. I don't have to be there to know. Y'all are tripping. It's like really hard. Like, you guys are not even close to being able to apply what Jesus is teaching in Matthew. But for us here today, you find out somebody's in sin, you go to them lovingly, trying to convince them of the truth. If they reject a one-on-one, then you go one-on-three, and so that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every truth shall be established. If they reject that counsel even further, then it's brought before the church, and then you do what's done here, you remove them. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. This is why I think this is specific to church ministry assembly stuff, not to if you have somebody in your family who's a really bad person. I think you can still try to fellowship with them. I think it's okay to sit down and eat with them. Why? Because you're trying to reach them ultimately. Now, are we going to get like real close and intimate and like partaking in behaviors or partaking in sinful things with that person? No. I mean, I can think of things in my life where I am trying to actively win people to Christ through the connections that I have in my family life, in my community life, all of that. And not everybody in those circles is pure and honest. And it would be wrong to say, well, then I can't fellowship with you. Well, how are you going to reach them? So I think that's where the context is here. And then, of course, we read verse 11, verse 12. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within, but them that are without God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among you yourselves that wicked person. I think chapter 5 is all about that situation and how it should be handled in the church and the scope of church discipline. The church has the responsibility to protect the the people within and to protect the image of Christ. It has a responsibility to carry that out. So that needs to be done. Hopefully that answers your question. If you have something similar, maybe you'd like to leave it down in the comments there. I think that would be great. Talk amongst yourselves. Make sure you send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. It's 2025. We are incredibly excited about what the Lord has for us this year. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you. I'm praying for you. Make sure you're here next week for our big announcement. And may God bless you. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.